Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back again to our unique program, Understanding Muslims, Sharing Jesus Effectively with Them. I like to let you know that from reading Jeremiah 49, verses 38 and 39, and reading some of the commentaries, I believe that God will save a huge number of Iranian Muslims. And let me read to you this passage from the Bible. I will set my throne in Elam. It shall come to pass in the latter days, I will bring back the captives of Elam, says the Lord. Many years ago, when God paid my attention about what he is doing in Iran, needless to say, it was in the news and everybody was talking about it, the Islamic Revolution, and Khomeini killed hundreds of thousands of Iranian Muslims, and that caused millions of Iranians to leave Iran and to go to Europe and America. And of course, I knew that this is God working, I mean, at least using what happens to make millions of Iranians open to the gospel. So I wrote a book to answer the questions Muslims have about the Christian faith, entitled Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. And the book presents Jesus in the most understandable, attractive, convincing way to educated Muslims. So God brought to our ministry $10,000, which is unusual. And I was praying, God, what do you want us to do with this money? And strong conviction in my heart, send your book to Colorado Springs to be translated by the best Iranian Farsi translator and print it and start making it available to Iranian Muslims. So I did that. And of course, I was praying, God, use this investment to bring Iranian Muslims to Christ. And sure enough, I got an email. Let me read it to you. My father is Iranian and was raised in the Muslim religion. When I became a Christian 19 years ago, I bought him a Bible in Farsi. Over the years, he has had many questions, which my husband and I have done our best to answer. However, when I got hold of your book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend in Farsi, I was so excited to share it with him. About a month later, as he and I spoke, he couldn't stop telling me how much he loved the book, and he finally understood the difference between the Quran and the Bible. I am so thankful for your book because I know it has answered so many of his questions and giving him clarity. I am blessed to say he considers himself a Christian today. So for you, my audience, I want you to know, many Iranian and many Muslims, they don't believe in Christ because they never received answers to their questions. You see, I have a purpose of reading this testimony to you. Many of them are confused. And that's what this daughter said about her Muslim father. She said the book gave him clarity. He finally understood the difference. Another testimony happens also not a long time ago. I was contacted by Pastor Jean. He is a senior pastor of Salem Lutheran Church in city of Orange, in Orange County, California. He called me and informed me that he met an Iranian family and asked him many questions, and he needs help sharing Jesus effectively with them. His church, like a few minutes from where I live, and he said they need to understand the Christian faith and get answers to their questions about God and Jesus. And he said a couple of them speak and read the Farsi language. So I gave him my book in Farsi, and he sent me an email. A few months later, Pastor John invited me to speak at the three Sunday morning services. And he said, I invited you because the Muslim family, the three Iranian, we gave them your book, came to Christ. And actually, I met those three persons. Of course, I couldn't help. Tears came out of my eyes, tears of joy when I saw them, and they hugged me and they told me we were Muslims. Pastor John had given us your book and it answered all of our questions, helped us to understand who Jesus is. And after reading your book, we were able to believe that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. What does that mean? It means that God is waiting for us to take actions, and He will use our lives to bring Muslims to Christ. Let me give you now another verse, Isaiah 19:21. God promised to save Muslims in Egypt, my homeland. Let me read to you this verse. Then the Lord will be known to Egypt, and the Egyptians will know the Lord in that day. Another translation mentioned the Lord will make Himself known to the Egyptians. Wow. This is Isaiah 19:21. Isaiah 19:25, God said, "Blessed be Egypt, my people, Assyria, the work of my hand, Israel, my inheritance." What, God? Egypt, your people? Yes. Please allow me to repeat that verse. "Blessed be Egypt, my people," Isaiah 19:25. "Assyria, the work of my hand." So love, God loves the Assyrians, the Iraqi. "Israel, my inheritance." God loves Israel, the Jewish people, absolutely. God loves them and have a wonderful plan for their lives and wants to save them. God loves the Americans. There is no question about that. God showered His blessings upon the American people. However, my point is now, God loves Americans and Jewish, but remember, equally, God loves the Iranian people, the Assyrian people, the Iraqi people, the Egyptians people, and the Arab people. And my focus is in the New Testament. Oh, remember, in Acts 2, on the day of Pentecost, Arab people were evangelized, Egyptian people were evangelized. All the believers were meeting together in one place, and everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. Some of the audience that were there from Egypt and Arabs, of course, Jews were evangelized. They hear Jesus' disciples speaking in their own languages, the language which they understand about the wonderful things God has done. The God of the Bible, as revealed in the New Testament, is the God who loves every living person equally. No difference, the Bible said, between Jew and Gentile, between slave and free, between woman and man. And I love even the Old Testament, because the Old Testament expresses about this fact. We know from Genesis that God chose Abraham and told him, "I will bless you, and I want to use your life as a blessing to all the families of the earth." So, my dear brothers and sisters, this program will be continued next week. But for right now, before we end, please join me in praying. Because without God's presence, there is nothing spiritual or eternal we can accomplish. Hallelujah. Dear Heavenly Father, we rejoice, God, because of who You are. We rejoice that You revealed about Your grace and love and character fully, completely, through Jesus Christ's life and words, and through Your disciples' teaching. Thank You, God, for Your word that You gave to us. Thank You, God, for Your love, for Your grace, for Your mercy. God, today we come before You, God, as Your family. We ask You, keep motivating us, keep equipping us, equip Your church, God, to share Jesus effectively with multitudes of Muslims. God, use us to help millions of Muslims enjoy Your love and salvation. In Jesus' name, we pray. My Muslim friend, God wants you to know that Jesus came and He died, was crucified, and He rose from the dead. And if you put your faith in Him, that He died to pay the penalty for your sins, you will be saved. All you need to do is repent. You can pray this prayer after me if you mean it from all your heart. God, thank You for loving me. Thank You for Jesus, that He came to manifest Your love, and He came to save me from paying the penalty for my sins. God, I put my faith in Jesus. Jesus, come into my heart. I repent of my sins. I don't want to live far from You any longer, God. I believe in Your love. I receive Jesus. Thank You, God, for helping me to understand. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. Thank you for listening. And I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. That number once again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.